epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. Jay, I know you're listening. Text line comes in from the 660. Wins are not a QB stat.
Okay. That's fine.
Wins are not a pitching stat. Is it the same?
Yeah, 100%. Agreed. Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Completely.
Somebody asked about pitching from the 479. Dusty, how about Mizorowski's 12 Ks last night against the Dodgers, handing them their fifth straight loss? Dude's a freak.
Yeah.
That's the first time the Dodgers have lost five or more in a row since 2019.
Is it really?
Is it?
Wow, how about that? They lost 19-1 the other day. The worst loss at Dodger Stadium in their history.
4th of July. And then everybody stuck around for the fireworks.
Did they?
Yeah, that was a tweet.
I missed that. It was 4th of July. They got beat 19-1 and people stayed for the fireworks.
Yeah. It said 19-1 home loss, yet the whole crowd stayed for fireworks. I'm like, you better believe it.
We did our baseball trip one year to Dodger Stadium and they had fireworks after the game. Cool. And they let everybody on the field.
That's what they did.
What?
On the 4th of July, everybody on the field.
It was awesome. Yeah. So I've been Dodger Stadium field twice now. Wow. Once for Guns N' Roses and once for the fireworks. It was cool. They opened like the center field gates and everybody just meandered out there. Now, the thing is that the wall was like up a little bit. So everybody had to step over all these people falling.
Jeez. Oh.
Meanwhile, it's like boom.
Exactly.
That was the first time I experienced a $10 beer at a ballpark. Oh. And it was I forget how long ago when we went to Dodger Stadium. It was probably about a decade now ago. And we were sitting out in the bleachers because that's what you do at Dodger Stadium, right? And Haney called a foul ball or a home run or something, and I booed him until he gave it to a kid. And that they had $10 Modelos. I'm like, $10 now for a beer? Must be LA. When was the last time you saw a beer under $10 at a ballpark, right?
Oh, yeah, $10. I'd love it.
Yeah, you'd love it, right? And I was trying to justify, I'm like, well, that's really two Modelos in one and you know whatnot, because it's a big can of beer. Tiger Stadium, by the way, $15 for a drink, for a beer, whatever. 12 ounces.
I think there's a I hate to be the thanks coach guy, but I think there is a section at the K that's like the
They have like a $5 beer or something.
I think it's a $5, but I think it's a 12-ounce Miller Lite or something.
Good.
But there you go. Yeah. There's under 10.
You know what? If you're selling me a can.
Dan Kilgore practice.
That's right. But if you're selling me a can of beer for $5 at a ball game, I'm in.
Yeah.
I hope it's a can, too.
Because everybody that it is.
Oh, it is. Okay, good.
I think. I'm pretty sure. Because everybody that I've talked to that wants to do the 9 for 9, the 9 and me challenge, they're like, I'm like, that's expensive. They're like, nah, man, you can cheap it out if you go to the, you know, the discount or whatever that is, the value corner, the value pack. You can get like a pretzel, a beer, a hot dog, and it's like 3, 4, and 5 or something like that.
Yeah, but you have to hunt out those stands, right?
Oh, I'm sure. But I mean, it's worth the hunt to go for $5 instead of, because you know, in the middle of the summer, you want a 22-ounce like tall beer,
so
lukewarm by the time you get three drinks in.
Man. Or Luke Combs.
Yeah, Luke Combs.
Luke Combs, lukewarm, Nixon 5, right? Mike Brown got named yesterday head coach. Exciting times for the Knickerbockers.
And then Beakley just texted me and said, you better tell that text line that postseason wins are a quarterback stat, not regular season wins.
I don't. It's an interesting conversation, right? Because
I think postseason wins because who gets the blame if you don't win?
The quarterback. Always.
How many times do people hate Alex Smith?
Right. It was
I can't win in the playoffs.
See, that's a great counterpoint that you had, because Max said, "Hey, you know, stats aren't a quarterback win," and then you just go, "Well, who gets the blame when you lose? It's always on the quarterback. It's always, unless you have like a guy like Patrick Mahomes, will find ways to blame the defense, even if it wasn't their fault, because we don't want to blame Patrick Mahomes. But that's just the the thing of the nature is you lose a playoff game, everybody blames the quarterback. Lamar can't win the big one. Maybe his team can't win the big one.
100%. I agree. I don't think that's fair either.
Yeah, Lamar didn't fumble the ball. Zay Flowers did.
Right. But Lamar gets
Sneed punching that thing.
Yeah, but Lamar gets dinged for that. And they'll say Lamar's 2-6 in the postseason when he could have been, let's just argue, 3-5 if they don't fumble that football. But that's not on Lamar, but that goes on his record.
Flip side, Burrow gets all the credit for that run. He's never had a touchdown pass in the postseason in the fourth quarter overtime. Not once. Yeah. Never.
That's crazy stat right there. Like that right there shows me the size of your balls stat. Like and I hate to put it that way, but like that's how you know how big a guy are you. Like if you produce late, that's why in baseball they have those stats for close and late games. You know what players do when the games are close and it's late in a game. That shows if you're a winner or not. And if you're in the fourth quarter in overtime in the playoffs and you don't have a touchdown pass as a quarterback and you've been there a number of games, and you may not even be in the top four then anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like you got to get it done when it matters most. That's where legacies are born. Patrick Mahomes ain't gonna have his legacy because of the regular season.
Legacy is born in Lee's Summit, actually.
Is it? Legacy Park. Golf course? Yeah, I like
legacy
that.
Park.
Yeah, with the soccer fields and everything that's going on.
Like Taylor Swift impersonators go, and kids have no idea what they're going through because they don't know if that's Taylor Swift, and they get close, like, Mom, that's not Taylor.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Taylor Swift impersonators are now messing with kids?
No, I'm saying that they're there performing, but like kids like might think it's really Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They get closer,
right.
Like that's not Taylor Swift.
No, I thought you meant there was like people impersonating Taylor Swift trying to lure kids or something. I'm like, good Lord,
yeah,
man.
It's like the same thing when the kids go to the mall and they're like, Mom,
that
wasn't really Santa, was it?
Yes, like, it was.
Well, that's one of his helpers. They have to disguise so you can take the message back to the North Pole.
Yeah.
Mac, why don't you take us to your burning question?
Burning Chiefs question. I get this from you, Dustman. Who has the better contract
here? How many days?
59.
Sean Barber.
Barbershop days away, under 2 months.
Remember we started this like 99 days to go, Mac? How fast time goes. It was Halloween coming up here quick.
It's pretty crazy.
It lets me know how big your balls are.
That's right. It does.
Just trying to put, we're just trying to put sweat in the bathtub?
Yeah.
I still don't know what that means.
I don't either.
But I like it.
I love it. I'm in. Who has a better contract year this year? You mentioned it to Jay earlier. We're adding another name on that list. George Karlaftis, Isaiah Pacheco, or Trent McDuffie. Out of those three, who has the better contract year?
I'm going to say it's easier to say George Karlaftis. Like if he gets 12 sacks, like Binkley said.
Yeah.
How do you argue against that for having the best contract year? Like McDuffie can be great, and he didn't make any plays because nobody threw to him. So he shut down the whole side of the field. I think the running back position is just going to be I don't want to use the term hot mess, but you got a lot of guys out there. I don't think anybody's really going to stand out, right? So I'm going to go with George Karlaftis because it's easier to see if he had a big contract year because sacks are so impactful. You can get the strip sack. You can, you know, knock the ball up in the air, pick it off, sack, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's easier from my standpoint to see George Karlaftis having a contract year, if you will.
Man, it's tough because I don't think – so I look at it this way. I'm going to say Trent McDuffie.
Okay.
Because Trent McDuffie is apparently not getting signed this offseason, which I think is a giant mistake by the Chiefs, which is why I think he has the best contract year out of these three. Isaiah Pacheco is not going to set the market for running backs. He's just not. George Karlaftis is not going to set the market for DNs or, you know, that position. Trent McDuffie could be the highest paid corner in football. Mm-hmm. And what's one thing that we've always heard from Brett Veach? They never pay, or he never pays, the highest paid player. Now we've seen it with Creed Humphrey. We've seen it with Chris Jones.
And then in 10 minutes, somebody else gets paid
and
more.
The thing is, you have Trey Smith, George Karlaftis, that are on contract years. Leo Chenault's going to cost a lot of money. But Trent McDuffie is arguably the third top three corner in football. The two guys that are behind him on the list or above him on the list, depending on where you rank them, are already paid. So if Trent McDuffie goes out there and is like, oh, I thought I'd get paid this offseason. Humble guy, great person. Mm-hmm. But again, like at the end of the day, we all want money, right? We all want to be successful.
You know,
it's
funny you say that because I saw a quote this morning that has a lot to do with this from Hank Aaron.
No.
And he signed with the Braves because they offered him at the time $50 more a month than the Giants were going to pay him. He had the opportunity to play alongside Willie Mays. Mm-hmm. And he said, the only reason I didn't get to play my whole career alongside Willie Mays, he says, because I took $50 more a month to go to Atlanta. So even back then, even in small terms, guys want to get paid. They don't care where it is. They want the bag. And Trent McDuffie, he's one of those guys now. You got a fistful of rings already, man. Now it's time to get paid.
I took $5,000 less to do this morning show. I'm kidding. That's a shot. I'm kidding. Number one for a reason. But no, I think that McDuffie, with the way that he could have this.
Hello, more, America.
Because he's already proven his worth.
Yeah.
But now you can prove it to where you can like be like Mahomes, where like you could say, because the Royals got it right with Bobby. They paid Bobby.
Yep.
And then the next year, Bobby Witt Jr. went completely just nuts.
Yeah.
And imagine what that contract would have been. Now the Chiefs being like, eh, which makes me throw in the conversation, is he going to get that contract with the Chiefs? Well, because if he sets the market, which he could by doing exactly what he's been doing, lock down the guys in the slot, like Binkley said, blitz quarterbacks, show that skill set, McDuffie might be just like, hey, man, I don't know what your guys' knacks against my game is, but here's my stats for the last 4 years.
Yeah, but I, this is one of their coveted players. He's a cornerstone guy, and I know that for a fact just by talking to enough people who have said, let's get this guy involved in the community, please, sure, as much as we possibly can. We view him as a cornerstone guy of this organization. And look, he has been involved a lot in doing things in Kansas City, and I know he's been a coveted guy now for 2 years with this team. And so he's on that list of the guys they want to pay. But again, now we've got this Trey Smith thing that's kind of hanging over our heads right now.
July 15th.
And I hate to be the, oh, this reminds me of the Chris Jones thing. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, or whatever they say.
Again.
Can't get fooled again, right? You can't get fooled again!
Now watch this drive.
Yeah, exactly. so now I'm a little cautious, I guess you could say, with the Trey Smith thing. Because I thought the Chris Jones thing, they all thought the Chris Jones thing was going to play out. It didn't the way it did. We're starting to repeat history. This is why history is important to study, so you don't repeat it. Now we're going down this line with Trey Smith. And so I know how they operate. They want to get Trey Smith signed, and then it'll be they do it in order. But this Trey Smith thing has got to get moving, and the longer it takes, the less time they can spend maybe getting something done early with Trent McDuffie, too.
Who say you, Mac, on the contract here?
Still optimistic on the Trey Smith, but you're right. You know, we thought Chris Jones a year ago, two years ago from now, that was going to be no problem. I'd say McDuffie for the same reasons you did, and I'd add on the fact that he's going to be playing his pure position that no one's talking about. He was outside corner. He was playing against the X receiver last year. That's not what he's an first-team All-Pro in. He's a slot corner. The reason they got Christian Fulton, I believe, is for that reason. They can slide him in. He's the best slot corner in the NFL, and he's going to be playing that again.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's why he's the answer.
There we go. It's Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty
Allen.
Like
Iverson was the answer.
Nope. Now there's Iverson Allen that plays baseball.
That's great. I love that. I love the fact that the parents did that.
Iverson Allen.
Your last name is Iverson and they named you. Wait. No, your last name is Allen and they named him Iverson. Mm-hmm. Love it.
He's the problem.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.